Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
To Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in the studio and a Russ Mullen ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
I can't help but play that, even though he gets upset because that was many years ago when he was so much younger. And he says, don't play that. I sound like a baby. Well, you were a baby then. He's 9 now. But come on, it's still so cute, and I like how he tosses it back to us.
There you go.
Ah, I gotta love it. Dave Graveline with you.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text radio to 35,000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
John in Bridgewater, New Jersey, listens online. Hello, John.
Okay, Dave and Chris, here you go. I'm using the app. We'll see if it works this time. Last time I called you using this, it would congratulate you way back in January for the start of the 26th season year of Into Tomorrow. I really am so pleased that we made it out of 2020. Dave, you especially. Hopefully the laryngitis will go away and you will make your full recovery from the corona. I look forward to listening to you guys for many, many more years as we all keep moving into tomorrow. And in about 20 minutes, I'm off to get my first shot. So if I survive, I'll talk to you into tomorrow.
Oh, well, hopefully you'll survive. And thank you, John, for the kind words. And absolutely right. If you're doing the Pfizer, at least in my experience, I had no problem with the first one. Little difficulty with the second one. Just chills for 2 or 3 hours overnight. If you're doing the Moderna...
Yeah, I got sick after the first shot.
Because he had Moderna. Yeah, yeah.
And then I got really sick for the second shot. Luckily, each one only lasted 24 hours. But for the second shot, I'm glad I scheduled a day off of work day after.
He actually planned ahead. And I said, well, don't psych yourself out for the darn thing. And you said, no, I'm not. I'm just anticipating. You're psyching yourself out. But yeah, it's a good thing you planned to be off the next day because you needed to be.
Yeah.
Terrible thing. But then you're fine.
I'm fine.
No problem sense.
I'm protected, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Boy. What do you think? 800-899-INTO, and John, hopefully you're getting the Pfizer. And if you're getting the Moderna, don't panic. We know a lot of other people that did, and they didn't have any experience that Chris had. So Chris is unusual. But then we've known that for all of his life.
That's true.
So that's not an issue. But glad that you're getting it because it's important, I think, and everybody should if they want to. I hope the government's never going to force it on anybody. But if you choose to, then do it. And now everybody, I think last time I checked, 16 and up can do it. So check it all out. So you too are with us into tomorrow.com.